bracing for a surge at the border. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. It could come on Wednesday when a public health order comes to an end. House Republican Chip Roy of Texas believes White House policies need to change.
And what those policies have to be are turn away and detain, not apprehend and release. And what this six-point plan from the Biden administration is a supercharged apprehend and release. That's all it is.
Many Democrats agree there is a problem.
We absolutely have to get our Border Patrol agents back to performing the functions they were trained to do. And that's why we've really got to rework and reform the way things are happening at the border.
Texas Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, both lawmakers on Fox News Sunday. When Republicans take control of the House next month, they're hoping to launch a series of investigations. One of them could explore recent revelations at Twitter that showed deep connections between the social media platform and the FBI.
It has been our objective to get a hold of those files, to see the extent of this, so we can stop it. We can cut off the funding and prevent, obviously, you know, average Americans being impacted by FBI actions.
House Republican Mike Turner on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The FBI says its involvement with Twitter was rooted in national security. More weapons have been fired off by North Korea.
South Korea and Japan announcing North Korea fired two mid-range ballistic missiles towards the sea off the Korean Peninsula's east coast on Sunday, prompting South Korea's presidential office to strongly condemn Pyongyang for escalating tensions.
Fox's Ted Lidner, the U.S. has condemned the recent launches and weapons tests. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the killing of nine federal police officers in Iraq. They died in Kirkuk. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Despite weeks of closed-door negotiations, there's still no resolution between a conservative group of House Republicans and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who wants to become the next speaker. Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana is among the lawmakers opposed to McCarthy.
All we're trying to do is to re-empower the members of Congress to represent their constituents equally.
McCarthy has said that failure to come to terms could derail the Republican agenda. Security risks posed by a popular app were confronted by the Senate last week. The chamber passed legislation to ban TikTok from government devices.
You've got an app by the Communist Chinese Party that is able to track your keystroke patterns. Think about that. And it's able to see your IP addresses. It's able to know everything about you.
Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears on Fox and Friends Weekend. Some lawmakers favor banning TikTok altogether in the U.S. The first night of Hanukkah begins at sundown.
The first letter in Hanukkah isn't a C or an H, but the Hebrew letter het, which makes the famous Hebrew guttural ch sound. The word Hanukkah itself commonly means rededication and refers to the climactic end of the Maccabean rebellion in Judea in the 2nd century before the Common Era against the Seleucid conquerors of Antiochus IV. It was after this bloody and gruesome war that the army led by priests recaptured the Jerusalem temple, destroying the idols of Zeus the Seleucids placed on its altar, and returning it to Jewish worship. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A Hanukkah menorah in Tel Aviv has broken a world record. It's the largest to be made of Legos, containing 130,000 of the colorful plastic pieces. Pam Puso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.